And to vacate a portion of Hedge Peth Lane and Hillside Drive. Once again, we are here before you with the same matter, and we seek this commission with an update, to give you an update on the developments that have transpired since that previous hearing referenced above. A little background, number one, of the second part. In 2012, we purchased 9 existing lots of record as recorded in the plat above. After the Boyds purchased their property in 2020, roughly is when they purchased it, 8 years after we purchased it, sometime after that, the Boyds built a blue two-car garage metal building without a building permit from Taney County Planning and Zoning. The structure then and now proceeds roughly 75% into Hedge Peth Lane and also into Hillside Drive. The Boyds placed a fence across Hillside Drive, blocking our public primary access to our home. Public primary access. On January 2nd, 2024, after our complete opposition to the Boyds' first request to vacate Hedge Peth Lane and Hillside Drive, and after proving and providing clear evidence showing the negative impact of the road closures would have on our ability to access our property, this commission unanimously voted to deny the Boyds' petition to vacate the road. At this first hearing, I also informed this commission and the Boyds, if they did not remove the fence across Hillside Lane, which completely obstructed our public road, I would remove the fence myself in 30 days. Number two, timeline. February 3rd, 2024, since the Boyds made no attempt to remove the fence within the prescribed time frame, we removed the fence and began driving Hedge Peth in Hillside again. When driving these roads, we found the bar obstructed our right-of-way more than we initially thought, giving us approximately 7 to 8 feet of the remaining right-of-way. See Exhibit A1 and A2. It's very clear if you're able to turn to those in the back of this Exhibit A1 and A2. So after beginning to drive this road once again, on February 10th, Kathy Boyd threatened to grab her gun, and if I continue to drive Hedge Peth and Hillside, she threatened to shoot me. She also instructed her son to put a fence back up again after I took it down and closed the road again, blocking access to her home and lots. She was evidently trying to somehow vacate the road herself again. We contacted law enforcement, who intervened and required the Boyds to remove the fence themselves. However, after the sheriff and deputy left, the Boyds parked a vehicle across Hillside, claiming it broke down there. Exhibit B. Further obstructing our access to the road in our home. On February 12, 2024, we sought, with no other choice, and were granted a temporary restraining order against the Boyds, see Exhibit C, and with great expense, our attorneys initiated litigation with the Boyds. On February 12, 2024, through December 23 of 2024, The Boyds continue to engage in defiant behavior, including a 2x4 board with nails facing up at the intersection of Hedgepeth and Hillside. Debris left in the middle of Hillside just for days. It was moved, but it was just there for days. Kathy would meet us coming home with a video camera filming us daily. She stopped, but she did. A contractor they hired obstructed the roadway by parking his vehicle in that narrow stretch that takes to get around the building. And when I politely asked him to move his vehicle, he turned to me and said, "You have no right to drive on somebody else's driveway." This shows that they were discussing with others and having them act on their behalf during a restraining order. They put someone else in the middle of something he had no business being in the middle of. He moved his vehicle. But that's not their, that is a public road. It's a public road. On December 23rd, we had our day in court, represented by Attorney Schwinwerk to address the issues. On number three, there was a judgment order issued by Judge Merrill, and that's Exhibit D. He issued the following ruling in our favor: that the judge found by clear and convincing evidence that Hedgepeth Lane and Hillside Drive are public roads, which all persons, including us, our family, have the right to travel on unimpeded. The Boyds were ordered to remove all structures from Hillside and Hedgepeth within 60 days by April 5th. Nothing's been done to date. No attempts been made by the Boyds to comply with the order at all. The two-car garage metal building is still in the road. Judge Merrill further ruled that the Cassidys would suffer irreparable harm if denied access to the primary route of ingress and egress to the residence from the roadway as necessary to warrant injunctive relief. A permanent injunction was issued prohibiting the Boyds from blocking, impeding, delaying, denying access to the Cassidys and the public anything other than free and unfettered access to the entire platted width of Hedgepeth Lane and Hillside Drive. The points in this petition were brought in court. The points in this petition were addressed. The Boyds continue to defy his ruling. Closing the section of Hillside Drive is the same type of action as putting a fence back up again. I'm almost done. I'm getting close. Thank you. I just want to address a few points on this particular petition, specifically points 4 and 5. This is an inaccurate statement. It's not a true statement that we have superior access. In their petition, the Boyds argue that we have superior access via other roads. This is factually not true. The south portion of Hillside Drive has a significant elevation change, forming an impassable ravine. It has never been used to access any of our properties. It is 100% not accessible. Therefore, north side of Hillside Drive and via Hedgepeth Lane remains our only public accessible route. See exhibits E and F for elevations. I have the elevations there. And also a photo showing the terrain directly in the footprint of the road. The necessity of Hillside Drive for access, as per Judge Merrill's ruling, we, the plaintiffs, would suffer irreparable harm if any of our access to Hillside Drive via Hedgepeth is obstructed or vacated. previous attempts by the Boyds to block our access to our home clouded our property title. Just imagine. Preventing us from selling our land if we choose. If we choose. However, Judge Merrill's judgment and the court order cleared our title, enabling us to enter into a contract now to sell one of our lots, Lot 23, which we have under contract right now. This contract is contingent upon the new owners having free and unfettered access to this property via Hillside Drive and Hedgepeth Lane. The Boyds are not only attempting to block our access to these roads, but are hindering our ability to sell our property. I do have a copy of our contract. I can let you see it. I just need it back.
I just wanted you to point to me which one is Lot 23 on the map there.
This is Lot 23.
Okay.
Right there. Should we lose this contract, which both we, the sellers, and the buyers have signed, the Boyds will be held liable for damages incurred due to their actions today. The Boyds are claiming we have superior access from Hillside Drive. This is not the case. The south section of Hillside has never been used for anything whatsoever. Whatsoever for access to our properties. The ravine section, South Hillside, is inaccessible by foot traffic, let alone vehicles. It was used for dumping ground for years. 13 years ago, when I bought the property, a flatbed trailer, leaving and dumping tons of construction material, backed up to the cul-de-sac and dumped everything you can imagine. Overgrown with vines and vegetation growth, it remains to this date. The dump site in the ravine makes South Hillside inaccessible to our properties. This dump site is not my property. It's not my property. The cul-de-sac doesn't stop at my property. There's distance. There's other people's land in between that. So I wasn't concerned because I had access to my property via Hedgepeth Lane and Hillside Drive, public access. Wasn't concerned. If there is any consideration to this claim that this is superior access to my property, I respectfully ask their attorney, Paulson, who made the claim that this was superior access, to meet with our commissioner, Shane Keyes, at the cul-de-sac or any other commissioner, and let him walk you and let him show you the way to his client's house. If this is a true statement, I'm asking him to show you the way. That's all I'm asking. My point is that I have never traveled the south part of Hillside to get into my properties, and I am currently using the north part of Hillside, both which are named in the judgment and order by Judge Merrill, stating that I or any other member of the public has the right to do so. We are dealing with my neighbors who exhibit persistent defiance and a sense of entitlement to use public property in a manner contrary to law and how they see fit. They show little regard for our legal right to access and enjoy our property. And it saddens me that we're here. We may not be here in the future. And the last thing I'm going to leave, and I'm just going to say, we may not be able to be here. And we trust that the county will protect this, help us, and prevent our neighbors from attempting to take something that's not theirs. Now or at a later date. The Boyds purchased their property with Hillside as a public road. They purchased it. I did not purchase it. They purchased their property with public roads around it. We do not want it to be closed. This is my opposition. Thank you all for your time.
And I said I didn't want to see that contract. Do you mind if I view it for just a second? No, you're...
I mean, I need it back.
Just view it for a second.